I did promise him Police Story, the Police Story trilogy, because I told him about how Jackie Chan's like the only person in history who got hit whilst on a moving train by a helicopter. It's just seems absurd. No one else, stuntman or otherwise, could get hit by a helicopter whilst on a moving train. I don't believe it's ever happened. Hello and welcome to the Screen Time podcast for April 2026. Tonight I am joined by Mark Costello
Hello, everybody.
and Simon Crust.
I do like me a takeaway.
Tonight we're going to deep dive into East Asian cinema, mainly because of its resurgence in 4K. But I guess it's nice to look back at our favourites, and we've been doing this for a while now. I think we all have fond memories of importing DVDs from foreign
Yes, Asia.
territories. Yeah, yes, Asia, with or without
Movie Time, a sponsor for a
subtitles.
little while.
Yeah, with or without subtitles, just to get some of these titles. And now, 25 years later, they're finally pretty much all coming to 4K, courtesy of people like Arrow and Criterion 88 Films. It's a juicy time to love these movies.
What a
It's a very
time to be
broad
alive.
subject. Yeah, it's a broad subject we're going into. We're trying to cover basically Hong Kong, Japanese, and
Half the
Korean
world.
cinema. I know. I mean, it's broadly encapsulated in East Asian, so we miss out on a few Indonesian gems and some other territories. But, we wanted to go beyond just heroic bloodshed. Anyway, before that, quick word for our supporters. Over the year, thank you for joining us. And here's some new patrons, Rashid Ahuyek and Oliver Porter. Thank you very much for
Welcome.
supporting us. And
Welcome,
bought us
welcome.
a coffee, Sixtus Beckmesser, bought us three coffees after the last podcast and wrote, "Never mind,
Fantastic.
boys, I still love you." So he must have listened to the last podcast where we're all sitting there going, "No one's buying us any coffee." And he bought
Always the
us
one
three
listener.
coffees.
He's a good boy.
Yes, such a
Well,
sweetheart. That's
thank you
really.
very much, Sixtus.
Thank
Very
you.
much
Thank you very much.
appreciated.
And on that note, we're going to go home, basically.
Yeah, have me drink. Sod you.
Right, 4K East Asian cinema, the birth, boom, and 4K rebirth of HK Japanese and Korean cinema. We're gonna start with Wu Chow Yun
Woo.
Fat and Heroic Bloodshed. I mean, it's the most
Oh.
obvious place to start because it was all those rights problems with the all of these titles left people wondering whether they would basically never see them in 4K or they would have to import some ridiculously priced, I think I paid 150 quid for that box set, 4K box set of one film. That was A Better Tomorrow when it was released before the deal with Arrow and Shout. And then of course after
Yeah.
I'd spent that money, almost has to be that way.
Immediately.
Yeah, they announced it, didn't they? And I think they've come to Australia as well. Has Umbrella got them? Who's got them on Australia? Someone's releasing them in
Don't
Australia as well. So basically, you can get them anywhere now. You don't have to spend 150 quid like me, because.
Well, I got them HD weirdly only last year on Blu-ray from one of those Japanese sites. Same thing. And now you can get them from Arrow.
Yeah.
Nicely,
And there's.
nicely. Nicely,
Yeah, it's
nicely.
amazing,
And in
isn't it?
4K. I mean they were terrible copies because they were barely HD, were they, in those days. Barely. Just
It's
horrendous looking and scrappy and awful.
yeah,
But
well, let's do that. Let's dial back to how we first saw these. And I'm not going to talk to Mark because he's not seen any of these. This is just
one of them.
ridiculous. Not one of them. How can you say
Not
not
one.
one of them?
Look, I've got three. You sat downstairs to watch on your list, but some bugger won't let me watch them because you keep asking me to review all kinds of other tosh.
Okay, welcome to the podcast with just Simon Crust tonight. Okay, well, really quickly, we're talking about the first times we watched Hard Boiled. That must have been the first one I watched of these. Although I have distinct memories of A Better Tomorrow because there's a scene where Chow Yun-fat walks down a corridor with a girl on each arm, laughing and joking as if he's just having a ball. And As he passes the flower pots in the corridor, he
Yeah,
slips a
puts the guns in the flower pot.
Beretta
Yeah.
92F in each flower pot along the way of
Absolutely.
this corridor.
Yeah.
And he gets to the end, starts shooting, backs down the corridor, throws the guns, picks up the next batch, starts shooting, and keeps
Oh,
doing
yeah.
that down the corridor. Oh, I thought it was
Well, that's
just
ruined. Thanks.
genius. It was absolute genius. Genius. Oh, Mark. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You haven't.
On to
Yeah.
you.
Anyway.
I love spoilers, me. Spoil the shit out of them, I don't care.
But I
You tell
remember
me people died in them next.
Tartan did Hard Boiled, didn't they? Back in the
Yes,
day.
they did. I think that's how we got it in the UK.
In the
I think I had it
UK.
on video. Did I have it on video first? I'm pretty sure I did. VHS before I had it on any disc format.
I
It's going
mean,
back a long time.
it is going back a long time, but what's interesting is, and I know Mark's picked up Hard Boiled and The Killer in 4K, so he is doing the right thing.
And City on
Was it?
Fire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And City on Fire as well. I
And
mean,
what?
these City on Fire is Reservoir Dogs, and I say that in the loosest sense because it isn't, but a key concept from Reservoir Dogs has been extrapolated into.
Into that film.
Extrapolated from City on Fire into Reservoir Dogs, courtesy of loads of Tarantino dialogue. It just happens that, key moments and the core concept are taken from it. But these are inspirational, groundbreaking, iconic movies. It's been watching them for
Absolutely.
ages, but what Shout and Arrow have done, I mean, they're really interesting. I'm not going to knock Shout because they were first out the gate in all of these examples, and they did a tremendous job. And if they were not released on any format by any other title in the world after that, they would be regarded as the definitive editions, and rightly so. And then Arrow come along and they take longer, which annoys a lot of people in the UK. And then they stick like extra cuts on an Atmos track. And it's like, well, hang on a second. I think they've I'm going to say fixed in the loosest possible sense. Different color timing, fixed the color timing for Hard Boiled. No one would have cared about it from the Shout one, but it is more authentic on the Arrow one. I mean, it's a great time to love these films. You've got
Oh
such a
yeah.
choice, and you got all of the cuts, even the ones you'll never watch. It's insane. Yeah, The Killer, yes.
And they are awesome, awesome sets as well, aren't they? They're just absolutely brilliant.
They
Books,
are.
pictures, discs, hard things. They've really gone to town on them. They're brilliant.
I
Yeah,
mean, you say that,
absolutely worth the
Simon,
money.
but I don't have the physical set. And this is one of the pains of being a collector. Do you fork out like £50 for some cardboard?
Yes.
I
Yeah, well,
know.
it's more
Is
than that.
the
It's
answer?
more
Think
than
about
that,
it.
isn't it? It's more than that because you get the disc, the poster, the book,
But I've got the discs. I've got the
Yeah.
discs. I know. What are you telling me? I
Look,
don't.
at all these bits
That's
and bobs,
pain that you must have to take,
no,
Mr. Harlow, for keeping the discs for
printed,
yourself. Not even asking Sai or me if we want to review them. No, you just keep them for yourself. That's the pain.
I did
That's
just
the
keep them,
pain,
yeah.
mate.
It is. Well, it gets worse. I've got Hard Boiled and a finished Shout set that I bought, which is why I did the comparison. In fact, that's why they did the comparison for two of these releases. I still
Yeah.
want to buy the Arrow 4K.
Oh,
That
don't
seems to
sell it,
make
mate.
it is
You're
even
selling
more
out.
stupid.
Stick the
It's
Arrow
just.
disc in the Shout and the Shout
I have.
box.
I have. It's not happy there. It's not happy. It kind of makes it bulge a little bit. It's like I'm more important than being shoved in a slightly inferior definitive edition. I am my own definitive edition. I mean, it is a glorious time. Dialing back before the heroic bloodshed era, because this is what it's all about. This was like the last bastion of 4K imports, getting all of the Wu and heroic bloodshed classics. I mean, I've got some Bullet to the Head waiting for me. That's like a June release. I don't know what much more they can go for that they can announce that people are going to get as excited by as the ones that have come so far. I mean, are there any that you're.
Have Harrow announced A Better Tomorrow yet?
Ooh, I don't
I don't
know.
think they have they? Not yet. They will do,
A
though, I'm
better
sure. I
tomorrow.
hope.
Is this
The
not.
three
Is.
of them. Because Shout did that, didn't
You may make me search my own website. about it tomorrow. Are we
Made
not
such an
saying,
impression.
I know, I feel like that's
It will be. It will come. It will come.
Tune in next week, kids, to watch Kaz looking at another website.
I mean, it doesn't. I was sorry. Yes, I did compare it because it's Discino that I got the original copy from on import, and then it was Shout. Oh my Lord, they've got to do it better tomorrow. I guess that's a big one. Oh, I'm not buying that again. Oh God, Arrow, please wait till 27. I'll
No,
remortgage.
man. What are you talking about? I want it in
Just,
July.
you want it in July? Great. Okay. After A Better Tomorrow, what and Bullet to the Head? What are we looking at? I can't see anything in Chow Yun-fat's filmography from that era. I'm not entirely sure I can see anything in Wu's filmography from that era that I
Well,
would be
Once
jumping
a
up and
Thief is the other
down.
one that, it's a slightly off-kilter one, but it's
I'm not
not
sure
in
it
any
was,
way.
yeah, it
No,
was
it's more
not
of
in
a
the
comedy,
league
wasn't
of
it? It
these.
wasn't,
Yeah.
yeah, no.
So I wonder whether this is kind of the best we're going to get of those. I
I would
don't
think
know.
so,
I
yeah.
don't know. Anyway, that's Heroic Bloodshed. That's, I mean, it's fantastic. Going slightly more classic and dipping to Japanese cinema, we're looking at Kurosawa. And you've all
Oof.
covered some of these, haven't you?
Oh yes. Oh yes, what's
Yes,
that
I
one?
did
It's
Ranish. A long
Jimbo.
time
Here we
ago.
go. Here's Jimbo Shanjuro. This one here. Yeah. Oh yes. Lovely, lovely. Very,
I
very
mean, that
nice.
is
Very, very
that's
nice.
another one. I bought a finished copy of that. Damn me. I don't know why. Anyway, yes. Just
Yep.
for a slip.
Great
Seriously.
films. You got some paperwork in there.
Honestly. It's a fabulous set. And
It's a fabulous set. Yeah.
again, it's an interesting time because you got Criterion releasing them, mostly in HDR, or are they not even doing
No, they're
HDR,
not.
maybe?
No, no,
Right.
no.
And then
Criterion aren't.
BFI are doing it with Dolby Vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that
Yeah.
about? I mean, like, so you get them from Criterion, you might have bought them, and you've gone, this is the definitive set. And to be fair, I've seen the Criterion High and Low, and it looks fantastic. I wouldn't want for any more. And yet BFI are over here doing Dolby Vision HDR and making you wonder whether, there could be a more definitive set on this side of the pond. But yeah, they've covered everything that they've covered a lot. They covered Yojimbo Sanjiro's Seven Samurai, Kurosawa's Macbeth, which is Throne of Blood, Kurosawa's King Lear, which is Ran, and the basis for Star Wars Episode
Kurosawa's Star
Four.
Wars.
Yeah, Kurosawa's Star Wars. Well, I didn't want to get it the wrong way around. Hidden Fortress. They've also got plans for more, although I'm a kind of a little bit annoyed. I mean, they got High and Low in Criterion only in the US.
Well, the BFI were swines because last year they made that run of Blu-rays, didn't they? Because they
It
had
did.
Stray Dog, High and Low. I think we said at the time, didn't we? These are going to come
Yeah.
out to 4K, and guess what? They probably will, the
But
swine.
it's interesting you say that because Redbeard has been announced. That's coming to you, Mark,
I've
for
got it.
I think there you go. That's a but where's my Redbeard 4K?
Because they'll make you buy the 1080p, wait 18 months, and
No,
then drop a
I
4K on you.
no, Redbeard's like my low-key favorite Kurosawa. I don't want to say that out loud because Yojimbo and Sanjiro are gonna get upset, but I really love Redbeard.
They're not
Seven
listening.
Samurai's
Don't
gonna
worry,
kick
it's
you.
fine.
I just don't get it. Why can't they? This is BFI. They've just done tremendous 4K jobs and all the others.
It's called money, Kaz. Well, welcome to the concept of films as a commercial commodity.
Yeah.
No, man, it feels like we're past that now. It feels like. Anyway, okay, sure. Do what you like, but I'm waiting for Redbeard 4K. I'm
Never
waiting.
seen that. I can't. You could have told me it's 3 hours. Jesus.
It's a freaking
It's
phenomenal
another
film.
3 hours.
Phenomenal film, really. Really good. And it'll sit
Yeah.
right well with watching The Pit at the same time. Anyway, tremendous time for Kurosawa. And these have been mainlined by BFI and Criterion. I know Studio Canal snuck in there for a bit of the action, but that's a very specific focus. These are the classics.
Well,
And I guess they'll do all
they're
the
great
others.
films, aren't they? They're classic, great films.
They
Well,
are. They're the ones that the mainstream cinema fan, the one who isn't into Oh, I don't do subtitles. Ooh, and all that. But even they will have heard of those, at least some of those films. They will be aware of them in the cultural lexicon. Those are the daddies.
Yes, I like that. In the cultural lexicon. Very nice. Yeah, I think you're
You're
absolutely
welcome. You could have
right.
that for free.
I thank you. And I think they could continue. I mean, Kurosawa did a lot of films, but I would happily enjoy a lot of his other ones coming to 4K.
Nice to see Akira, wouldn't it? That'd be cool.
Yes, one day.
It
It
would.
would.
One day,
Didn't that get a 1080p last year as well or something?
Well, I'd take Stray
Off back
Dog.
of
Well,
the
it's been
Bill
around for a while
Nighy
now.
remake.
Yeah,
Oh,
I
yeah, it
trace.
did
I
have a
take.
Yes, it did.
I take Stray Dog. I take High and Low in
Yeah.
the UK, although there's no reason for it, but they could
Yeah.
do it. And Red Beard. Yes, damn you, BFI. Yes, I would take them all. Dreams. Rashomon. Have we had a
Is it
Rashomon?
Rashomon?
We haven't.
Oh, that's yeah,
Hang on.
absolutely. Isn't Dreams on 4K from Criterion in the UK? I think it
Yeah.
is.
I'm going to say,
Yeah, I'm not going to waste time looking it up on that little
Okay,
internet.
okay. Okay, well, I won't look it up then. And then we'll never know.
We'll just wait till after we finish recording, Kaz. It's fine. We will sleep easy tonight. Don't you worry.
Oh, man. If you love Kurosawa, though, here you are with these. And I remember, oh my God, this is going back like 40 years. Far too young. Far too young to be shown a black and white 3.5 hour samurai film. And my dad sits me down to make me watch Seven Samurai. And I'm like, are you insane? He doesn't want me to watch Star Wars because it's fantasy, but he'll make me watch 3.5 hours of subtitled,
It's
really
history, Kaz.
grainy,
It's
but it's
history.
not history. It's just, I'm like, can we just watch Magnificent Seven? It was painful, and it took me years to realize just
Note when you
how
said that to
significant
him,
that movie was.
I hope your dad spent several minutes laughing wryly at you when you said you just wanted to
No.
go watch Magnificent Seven, because he knew. See, he
He
knew.
knew.
See, he's that there, Mr. Harlow, smart cookie. He knew.
He probably did. Although it's funny because I didn't have the same effect from Yojimbo. Even watching Yojimbo and Fistful of Dollars, I had, even at a young age, a great admiration for Yojimbo. But it is a different tempo. It's a very propulsive, like Western
Yeah.
dressed up in a samurai cloth,
Yes.
rather than
It's an
Seven
Eastern.
Samurais. Yeah, yes. I mean, anyway, great times. And,
Yes.
decades on, 4K glory. Going
Absolutely.
back to Hong Kong for Jackie Chan. 88 Films recently told me that they will never run out of Jackie Chan films to send me, which is true. They just sent the
That's great.
Protector on and they've got more. I mean, I don't know whether that's true, but looking at his filmography of like 100 titles, maybe they're going to be 88 films of Jackie Chan. It is interesting. I don't think it gets much better than the Police Story trilogy. They remain the
They
benchmark for
are,
me.
yeah, they are absolutely awesome.
You're umming there. You're umming, but
What?
I've watched 10 Jackie Chan films in the last month, and
There's a
I
fantastic
love
set
other
coming out,
ones, but
actually, isn't there? Early
that's what I
Jackie
got.
Chan.
Yeah,
You've got you've have you got it? The hundred and whatever it is.
it's not quite early Jackie Chan. It's
Well,
like
it's
just
just
before
before
Rush
he
Hour.
became,
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
yeah.
It
Have you
is.
got it, you bugger?
I know, Rumble in the
It's
Bronx.
like
Well,
10. Bust. He really does
watching
like 10 films there.
Triage's The Good
International cuts, Hong
Films.
Kong cuts.
Yes,
Oh,
so
it's an absolutely awesome set.
it came at the perfect time because Torin is into Jackie Chan. After
Oh,
Mission Impossible,
fantastic.
after I told him there was a stuntman actor better than Tom Cruise, he got into Jackie Chan. And so now we watch like half an hour of Jackie Chan every morning before school.
Oh,
It's the best way
brilliant.
to start the day. So we've
Absolutely.
done. There's the set includes Who Am I, Thunderbolt, the fourth Police Story film, First Strike, and Drunken Master 2, which he refuses to watch because he hasn't seen Drunken Master 1.
Well,
Rumble
which
in the
is the best Jackie
Bronx.
Chan there?
Okay, Rumble in the Bronx, and God, one other one. Damn it. The Mr. Nice Guy. And Rumble in the
Yeah.
Bronx is one of my favorites. If you're going to dip out of the cohesiveness of the Police Story trilogy, Rumble in the Bronx is one of my favorites. Possibly because it's one of the first I saw from him at the cinema. Anyway, these people have gone to town on Jackie Chan. 88 Films do
Absolutely,
have the
sure they have.
monopoly, but Eureka's got a few. And the set we are talking about, Si, that's coming from Arrow.
That's Arrow,
So
yeah.
yeah, so everyone's getting in on the Jackie Chan action.
I think what I miss with all, I mean, don't get me wrong, these are amazing releases. But do you know what I miss? I miss the DVD days of Hong Kong Legends. Do you remember that DVD line?
Yes.
That was where I that's where I got started back in 99. I'd never watched any Asian films before 99, and then The Matrix comes, and you go through, and then you, of course, you fall down the white rabbit hole, shall we say, and you see that name Yen Wu Ping, and you go, right, I bet he's done some stuff. So then you sort of follow it all, don't you? And then you're straight into the Hong Kong Legends line. And I remember I went from The Matrix to Iron Monkey, and my mind was blown. Iron Monkey was the most amazing thing I think I'd ever seen, ever. And then the great thing about the Hong Kong Legends line is you had all genres of the martial arts stuff. So you had all the Jackie Chan films. You had all the wuxia films like New Dragon's Gate in. You then had some of the more modern stuff like Is It Purple Storm? Things like that. So it was a really great line. And I Pokemon'd my ass through them all. I've got to get them all. Got to get them all. And just that one line there introduced me to so much before, obviously, the year after. And then, of course, in 2000, it was that double whammy of, well, we'll get on to it. It was the Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon coming out at movie time, selling the Region 3 DVD before it was out at the cinema.
Oh,
What
yeah,
God!
those are the days, yeah.
Yep. Was it? That was it. So I mean, 88 Films, Eureka, Arrow, they're all doing a lot to it, but I kind of miss having them all under one umbrella, where they're all consistent packaging, all consistent spines.
Yeah, I feel like 88 Films wanted that umbrella, but unfortunately they missed out because Eureka already had Police Story with a very good Blu-ray set. I mean, I'm surprised that many people would upgrade if they weren't really die-hard fans because the Blu-ray set was great. And the same with the only thing about this latest one from Arrow is that I would say that all the films in this latest set from Arrow are really hard to come by. I can't see a home
It's not
release
very
of
good.
Thunderbolt. They are not very good. They are amongst the best films he's done that nobody's heard of. They're
Is it
really,
not very
really
good?
good. They're not Thunderbolt is really great, and he does a hell of a lot of racing in it. And it's like, you watch something like F1 and you think of how much effects have gone on behind the scenes to make this racing look real. Him and his stunt crew staged a race for like half an hour of the movie where people are crashing. Crazy stuff is happening, and there's no green screen there.
Oh,
There's
well.
no, there's no, they haven't added in anything there. That's really stunt drivers doing crazy things. At one point, a car flips, lands on top of another the car that keeps driving with it on top of it. I mean, it's impressive some of the stunts he gets away with. And Rumble in the Bronx, I mean, I know he came to the Bronx to do that, but still he was doing his HK stunts. He jumps from a bridge onto a moving hovercraft, and he in Tom Cruise style he breaks his foot.
Yeah, he did. I was going to say, he broke his foot. He had to
He
finish the foot
broke his foot,
in his
yeah.
cast, didn't he?
And it's it yeah so they get him to do his cast and then get him a slip of a trainer the same style as his other trainer. He puts it on and he goes back to work. I mean, he is an insane legend, really. It's just fantastic watching these films. I think if you didn't give me any of his more familiar classics and just gave me this box set, I would be happy. The only ones I
Surprised the
would need
medallion's not
outside it.
in there.
No, it's not that era. It's not the ones where he went to actual Hollywood and they didn't let him do anything and they kind of fudged around his skills because he was too fast to actually be human. It's not that era of stuff,
It's
like
just yeah,
the
but don't give me
tuxedo. Oh,
that.
we have to give him a
I was
superpowered
gonna
suit.
say the minute that 4K box set comes out with the tuxedo and the medallion and all that, you'll be
Yeah.
all over that, won't you?
I'll be all over it, but they won't. They're nowhere near as good as these movies, really. He's the
So,
stunts. He wasn't given. I showed the way I got Torin's my 9-year-old son, for people who are wondering who I'm mentioning in this background here. The way I got Torin into this is through the Rush Hour movies and the Shanghai movies, which he thought were hugely fun, but it's next level. He much prefers the Hong Kong movies, and I've only shown him Thunderbolt and Rumble in the Bronx so far from this set. And he's like, "What are we going to watch next? Who Am I or First Strike?" And
Tell
he's
me,
all the way in.
you've got back, haven't you? You've shown him the Project A
No,
stuff as well, haven't you?
no,
Oh.
no. We're just
Now
because
that's
I'm on
where
a
his mind's
no,
going to
no,
get
no, no.
blown.
I'm on a review schedule here. I haven't got time to do it. But I did promise him Police Story, the Police Story trilogy, because I told him about how Jackie Chan's like the only person in history who got hit whilst on a moving train by a helicopter. It's just seems absurd. No one else, stuntman or otherwise, could get hit by a helicopter whilst on a moving train. I don't believe it's ever happened.
So, Sai, what you need to do is you need to persuade Kaz that he needs to spend £190 on cardboard to then send you the checklist.
Jesus.
Oh,
I've already
God.
bought the set, mate. I'm already on
Oh, well, in which case, I'll have the checklist then, because I'm not asked about this set.
it.
So, yeah, Kaz, I've heard the
As soon as
cardboard
I saw
used
that,
in this set
I'm having that one.
is premium. It's top-notch cardboard.
I'm telling you right now, it is a problem. I do not know how I will have these discs in a sensible place. It
Because you haven't got
might
any boxes
result
for
in me
those, have you?
having to. No, I do not have any boxes for these, and they deserve some kind of pride of place showing. So it might come
Well, you
down
owe
to
me for the
that.
Bruce Lee box set. And was it the James
Yeah.
Bond box set as well? Oh,
Yes, I
yeah,
got the
you owe
James
me,
Bond good,
Arlo.
so yeah,
Ooh,
I do.
aye. Get it burnt.
Well,
Some of the discs. And then just think, then you might have the opportunity to say you were, for me to come to you on a podcast in the future and say you were right, Kaz. You were right. How isn't that
What
worth
a
190 nicker? Come on. Come on.
Oh, you guys can talk about these because I've not seen any of these. I have seen Godzilla Minus One,
Ooh, Godzilla Minus One.
but it was a screener. But anyway, Godzilla's, right? So
Yeah,
back to Japan.
I've done
This is
these.
a
I've done
sat and
these three
half, this one.
4Ks. I mean, what can I say? I'm a sucker. The Godzilla franchise is, oh God, it's a mess. Different studios go. I don't even know how many films there are back to 1954 onwards. And we must be in the region of 34 or 35 films, something like that.
There's a few in
That's
this
not
set.
including. I have that. It's
This
on my shelf over there.
is a 10-box set.
It's amazing that that's the first Toho era, isn't it? Or is it the Showa? And then there's a show. So anyway, the 4Ks are pretty good. I am waiting for Criterion to re-release that set in 4K, and then I'll be all over that like a rash.
Will they do
But
it? This set?
of course they will.
You reckon this
Yeah,
set will
that
get
one.
4K?
Well, they've done the first one.
Maybe. I mean, because they've got the original Godzilla in here, which was from the 4K Master, I think. But this is a Blu-ray set from a couple of years back. I don't know whether or not these are new scans. I mean, when you watch
We'll
for these,
get them
there's
all.
some of these transfers are a little bit ropey. So,
They'll go back
but yeah,
and
it
they'll
would be
screw some up.
fantastic to get
But
that all in 4K.
yeah,
Shin.
I mean, he's been and Shin's just got a 4K release over in the States, hasn't it? I
I
think. Is it
saw that.
Shout? Is it Shout? I can't remember. But yeah, Shin. I mean, Shin's brilliant. But yeah, it's had a good showing, but it's patchy. I mean, why on earth we got Godzilla versus Biollante over here is just like some random 4K when the rest of that era's films are AWOL. I imagine this is going to be a franchise mired in rights issues. But I think it's going to be, we'll get them eventually. But just the fact that we've got a smattering covering all the eras is a good sign. And
Yeah,
obviously,
absolutely.
Godzilla remains eternally popular with the whatever the MonsterVerse type stuff that's that Universal and Hollywood keeps bluffing out. But
Oh,
yeah,
those are great. Oh my God, come on, those are great. Godzilla
they're
versus Kong, Hollow Earth craziness. I mean, it's gonzo, it's nuts. I mean,
oh,
I love
Sai, do
it.
you want to be the first to tell him? Do you want to be the first to tell him? You
Love
think
it.
they're nuts? Wait till
They're
you see some of
okay.
this.
I've
They're
seen some
okay.
of the old stuff, but it's a different. I agree with you that
They
it
take
has
themselves
its
far too
place, but
seriously.
I don't know whether they do. They got them punching each other on a ship.
I quite enjoyed Dan Stevens as a kaiju dentist. That was quite fun. And now that's the kind of crazy shit that's ripped straight out of the original Japanese films. But yeah, no, it's it. I mean, to be fair, it's amazing we've got any. I mean, you can imagine Minus One, fair enough, but any of the older stuff on 4K, I think we'll start to see them coming out. If not, I think Criterion will. They're probably hoovering up the other eras as we speak.
It's funny
But yeah.
though, because Criterion are doing like all the Kurosawa classics. Oh, and we're also going to do all the Godzilla movies. That's quite an interesting move, isn't it? Because you could argue
Well,
that the first one and maybe a few of the others are like defining iconic movies. But it's interesting they're doing the complete set. That doesn't feel like a Criterion tactic. That's.
again, how do I phrase this politely? Ching. That's what's gonna work here, because again, no one's done it. I mean, I picked up a load of the later of the sort of the 70s and the 80s ones on digital, but I couldn't get the discs. Oh yeah, it's, honestly, if they released a 30 film box set and said, "Mark, pay me £1,000," it'd be like,
Yeah, I'm
"Do you
like
want
that
that in
about Seagal,
cash?"
man. Yeah, I'm like that with all of
Yeah,
Seagal's DTV era Seagal. Give it to me.
have it all.
Yeah.
The steel book box set would be literally this
Would
wide,
be.
and I'd have two of them. So yeah, no, the Zilla, I mean, quality is a little patchy, let's be honest. The
Yeah.
1954 film ain't gonna look too sharp compared to Minus One, but it still scrubs up very well. The restoration work has been pretty good, and yeah, just bring me more Criterion, give us more.
I got horror next. I got mostly J horror next, which you both done.
Okay.
Ringu the Eye and Jew on the Grudge. I mean, these are
Yeah.
classics. Classics, it was a defining
Good.
era. Dark Water we did as well. Arrow.
Yeah. I mean, again, great releases. I remember the Tartan DVDs looking proper shabby of some of those. So we are getting good releases. What's interesting about this is can't so obviously Arrow dropped the Ringu box set on DVD. Sorry, on
Yes.
Blu-ray. So I've
Yeah.
got the 1080p box set down there, but they've only upgraded the first one to
Yes.
4K. That's interesting. I think Gu-on as well, didn't they do the same, except that was a box set. But I
There was a
think if
load of
memory
films in there, I
serves,
thought.
load of films, it was only no,
the
no,
first
no, there
one.
were loads, but I think only one was 4K. Did any of them have 4K on that? They weren't all 4K, because I think the first
They
films
weren't
in
all
the Gu-on
4K.
set were shot on video, so they were a really piss poor resolution.
Yeah.
But there's been, I mean, I know The Eye's brand new out, it was out this week, wasn't it? But again, where's the sequels? It's
Well, they're
interesting
not
that
very good, are they?
they're kind of dialing back on it, because they could have released brilliant sequel box. Of course, they're not very good, but still. Since when has that ever stopped us from owning them, Si?
I love the eye. I've
So
got
yeah, well,
that's
and
one
of
of the.
course
I didn't actually bring that disc down. It's upstairs still. I forgot that you'd reviewed it just very recently.
it's good. Keep an eye out for the potential Dolby Vision issue on it. Have you got a Panny 820, Si? He's
Don't
having a look.
know. That's something to think on, other. I know.
Apparently
Look
it's a
on my
FUBAR
signature. It'll tell
disc.
you.
So it doesn't play DV Dolby Vision layer on a Panasonic 820. Mine's
Oh.
hooked up to my projector, so I only watch the HDR10 layer anyway. No problem
But
with that, by the way.
is yours a finished disc or a check disc?
No, it's a check disc.
So they might sort it out by there
Well, they're out in the
on
wild,
the
and
finished
then
box.
they're over at that other place
Anyway.
whinging about it. So, Anyway, loads of good horror. Si, did you just flash up Audition?
I did, yeah, because that's coming very, very
Yeah,
soon. I mean,
that
this is
is
a
indeed.
now look, I shouldn't really do this. Look, in here is the Arrow check disc of the Blu-ray.
Nice.
Because
Nice.
that was far, far better than this wherever this particular. Oh, this was a Shout Factory one actually,
Yeah.
but the Arrow version was much better than that, so we
I mean,
replaced it. But
there's
now
a
it's coming
there's
to
a
4K, so obviously we have to change that.
and there's a lot of
I've got it over
excellent
there.
ones that aren't quite so well known. Things like Cure, from Kiyoshi Kurosawa. That was a great 4K from last year, I think. There's still a lot of good titles that we haven't had, I
Yes.
think things
Cure's
like
from Eureka, isn't it?
yes, things like Phone, One Missed Call, which was out on Blu-ray, I think. Pulse is probably the biggie again from Kiyoshi Kurosawa. That's an amazing film. Only out on 1080p, so there's a few more of the big J horror 4Ks to come. But they're still turning them out on 1080p, so gravy train's still a rolling.
I've also got Misc HK. I don't know why I put it as Misc HK. It's just because you reviewed a few Jet Li, Sui Hark, Wuxia, and other films. I don't know where to
We
put
need
them
to. Oh,
in.
we're not going on to Korean stuff yet, are we?
We're not
No.
quite at Korean stuff, but that
Okay,
includes The
okay.
Blade, Peking Opera Blues, and Fist of Legend.
Do you know what? All are ruddy marvelous. All are
There you go.
excellent,
Yeah,
though.
that's what I'm
Where are
saying,
they?
but I didn't know where to
There we
put
go.
them in
Fist
this
of Legend. Here we go.
great categorization list we had here.
Fist of Legend was brilliant. I'd not
It's
seen it
great.
before. I got the film to review. It's amazing.
And you
It's a
love The
remake of
Blade.
Fist of Fury, isn't it? Bruce Lee's Fist of Fury.
It's Jet Li's take on it, yeah.
Yeah, it's excellent. And good disc as well. Good discs. They're all good discs.
And
And
that's an
this
interesting,
one.
that's our Shaolin Soccer.
I want to see this on 4K. Come
Yeah, let, do you
on.
know what? Let's have some Stephen Chow in 4K.
Please.
Shaolin Soccer and Kung Fu Hustle, day ones.
Oh, yeah,
Oh, God, can you
absolutely.
imagine how poor those effects will look on Shaolin Soccer in 4K?
They would
Oh,
be
good
awful, but
grief.
what a great. I love it. That's a great film.
Day
Best sports
one.
film ever made. Anyway, where are we?
I had some missed Japanese films in there as well, with Perfect Blue, Igetsu, and Cure. I
Oh, you
should have
brought
put
Cure down
Cure.
there. Oh, yeah, I should have
Yeah, I should
read
have
wrong.
put Cure in horror rather than Misc. I don't really know. I did my best, but yeah, I put them all in here. I did the Perfect Blue one recently, and I guess we did Ghost in the Shell,
We did
and
Ghost in the Shell,
Akira's come
Akira.
comes back in the it came back in the cinema. But it was my first time watching Perfect Blue,
Oh,
and
it's good.
I
It's great. It's
yeah,
really good. Isn't this out in
it is.
4K as well?
Yeah,
Battle
Battle Royale is,
Royale.
yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I haven't upgraded this yet. Because this
The
is such a
Shocker.
magnificent set. It's difficult to try and upgrade
Is that
from.
the one that has the character playing cards in as well?
It's got all sorts in here.
And so I mean,
Just
so many.
everything.
It does. I mean, Battle Royale. I mean, that's the day when I get the chance to show the kids Battle Royale and teach them
Yeah, they
what
need to be a
real
little
Hunger
older.
Games,
Wait till they're
you know.
teenagers, Kaz. And there you
Yeah, I
go.
know.
Then you show
One,
them. If you don't behave,
I'm.
I'm sending you here.
Yeah, I know, but they've seen Hunger Games, and it's just like I was still remember watching the first Hunger Games when it came out, and being so annoyed. There wasn't even like a nod of credit towards it.
Yeah.
It's episode four all over again, damn you. It's like, Korean. Right, we're finally there, Simon. We're finally there. Yeah, Train to Busan's in there. We got Old Boy. We got Parasite. We got A Bittersweet Life. We got Train to Busan, and we got Project Silence. I'm sure there's more. There's this
One of
Handmaiden.
those
Right,
is
I'm
not
all that
like
one for
the
a star.
others.
Yes,
Can't believe you
yes.
never put this on.
No, because it's not Korean. I couldn't put
Of
The
course
Raid
it
in
is.
there.
I was Indian. All right.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
know. I
it's
couldn't.
Welsh, Si. It's a Welsh
It's a
film.
Welsh film.
Oh.
I couldn't quite get it in there. I really wanted to.
You know what? I would watch a remake of The Raid going up a Cardiff tower block. I would watch that. Come on, Gareth, get on it.
Yeah,
Give
I
us
mean,
The Raid
Old Boy's a
3.
classic, isn't it?
Old Boy is
Absolutely.
absolutely defining. I mean, what Hollywood was doing
Yeah.
remaking that, I have no idea, but
It
that
is, but I
was.
refuse to upgrade to 4K until they upgrade my entire Vengeance trilogy box set. Come on. I want sympathy for Mr. Vengeance and Lady Vengeance in 4K as well. Come on, Arrow. Come on.
That would be nice. Well, yeah, one day maybe.
Do
One day.
it.
They'll probably do it. Yes, Train to Busan. Not quite as good as
Excellent.
the sequel, but.
Oh, why?
I
Oh, clickbait that. Go on.
mean,
And
what?
how, of course, can we forget Project Silence about mutant killer dogs?
Yes.
Talk about a random one. That should just have its own heading, which is random
Random,
Asian.
yeah. Yeah, weird that I don't have that
Random.
down here.
It's it's quite fun for a killer dog film.
I mean, there's loads more to put into Korean, but this is
Sure.
just
We can
today's.
keep going, can't we? These are all
Oh my
Blu-rays.
God.
These are all Blu-rays,
What?
I'm afraid.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, I mean, and I think the thing is, because obviously we've focused all on the 4Ks here, but as someone who is lucky enough to do that monthly column, the Asian 1080p market is, my God, the
Vast.
amount of stuff we get in 1080p. I don't know if you can see, I've got the three SureScope box sets up there. 88 films are putting out, God knows how many, Hong Kong.
It's
Kung
Eureka. It's
Fu
Eureka,
films,
man. It's
Eureka as
Eureka, do
well.
it.
Radiance have started to
Third
get into it.
Films,
Just
is it? Third
recently,
Window
in my last
Films?
couple of top tens, I watched my first. Was it Japanese romantic comedy? I watched my first one of those,
Ooh.
Romancing in Thin Air, and it was brilliant,
Yeah,
absolutely
you
brilliant.
loved it. That was your
I
pick of the
did. It
month.
was it was excellent. And Cruel Tale of Bushido, Samurai Revolution. There's almost no end to the films that are coming out from these markets. And it's bottom dollar. If they sell through on 1080p, they'll get 4K upgrades. So there's so much stuff. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
I mean, it
Worth
is
the money.
as Simon just chipped in about you coming from Third Window Films. This is an interesting thing because Third Window Films, they also release a lot, and a lot of the good stuff that you'll come across that you've never heard of, like some of your picks of the month. I'm gonna, what's that time travel one you did, Mark?
River.
This one here.
Yeah. There's
Oh, the rivers
and
one.
oh,
Beyond,
beyond,
oh, yeah,
oh, Beyond
River.
2 Minutes as well.
They both got
I mean, I've
like
got the river upstairs,
really.
but this
Really
to me
high
stood out far more.
marks. Yeah, they got really high marks though, and they would have never happened without Third Window Films. But I
No.
was talking to the guy who runs Third Window Films because I love Takashi Kitano, and it nearly destroyed his wallet to get the collection in to ship them in back in the day on Blu-ray under the Third Window Films brand. So I don't know how we'd ever see them in 4K. That's going to be my new la last bastion. All the Kitano
Is
films in
that it?
4K. Now that's it. Yeah. I want them all the way up through to his most recent trilogy. I want them all. I want my personal favorite, which is Sonatine, but I want Violent Cop, I want Boiling Point, I want all of them. That's it. Hannah B.
You mean
That's
these three?
what Simon's got. Yes. I want those,
Those
but and
three. You want
more.
this set in 4K? Yeah.
All the rest. I want that in 4K, but I want all the others. I want someone to take his collection and go
Scan it up,
and do
yeah.
it in 4K. What's that? Who's that set by? Is that BFI?
This was a BFI set, yeah. I think we reviewed it on site. I'm pretty sure you did it. This is
Might
actually Third
not.
Windows, this particular
Yeah,
release.
Third Window did them originally, and then I think BFI released the set. I don't think we did the set, but I did release. Lovingly review every single individual release from
Yeah.
Third Window. Oh my God. Anyway, yes, that's what we need. That will complete me. Yep. Okay.
But what about the Infernal Affairs trilogy on 4K? Would that
That is in
oh, please.
Australia. That was
You know
released in
what?
Australia, and I
I
would have
mean,
bought it in
yeah.
December, but it wasn't out until middle of January, and I had left the country by then. But I would have had it.
This is the
So you get
thing,
it from
isn't
Umbrella.
it? And I've
Nah.
got a finished copy of the Criterion Infernal Affairs trilogy on Blu-ray, and I cursed them for releasing it on 1080p, and I bought it, and now I don't want them to release it in 4K because I'm going to curse them twice.
They will.
I know what you're saying. There's some odd ones. There are some titles I'd like. Eventually, just some Korean titles like was it JSA? Some of the early
Oh, yeah. So Arrow did a 1080p on JSA. It was
they did.
a good
What
film.
it is? What's the other early film from that era apart from JSA?
What
Tell
was it?
me, Choi Min-suk. I'm gonna pronounce his name really badly,
Was it
but
R Point? Is that one of his? Because
that's one of the
that's one of,
ones.
yep,
But that's
R
not the
Point.
one I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
It's the same guy. It's Park Chan-wook's early era. Oh, it's not Park Chan-wook then. Oh, it's gonna kill me. Anyway, that era, I want those. I want those films to come as well. It is interesting the way it was the price of showing the cuts to showing foreign cinema in Korea that propagated this, wasn't it? If you were running a Korean cinema and you showed American movies or imported movies, you had to pay huge taxes on it. And you didn't take as a cinema, you wouldn't take much mo money. And as a result, I believe during that era, there was a huge investment in native Korean cinema because you would get much more of the money from it. So it self-perpetuated itself, but it was huge. Shiri. That's what I want.
Serious? That's not the Hong Kong legend one, I think.
Yeah, Shiri. There we go. We need these. There you go. That's
Yes, I love that. I love that.
it.
No, but oh, now my phone's going because it thinks I said Siri. That's quite funny. Whoops.
Oh, bloody.
No, but I think what interests me in all of this is, I don't know about you guys, but I think it must cost a lot of money to take a film, restore it in 4K, release it, extras, you name it. The sheer volume of it. What's the market for these? How many of these are these labels selling? Because surely the market is not massive, and yet they keep coming.
I
Maybe
don't know. Do
I'm
you think it
mistaken
costs
here. I don't
a
know.
fortune to put together the killer and then versus shipping it for like 50 or 60 quid in a box set? Per title,
Well,
50 or
the thing is
60
though,
quid a sale.
the thing is, the killer, right,
Yeah.
is not going to be Cure or Project Silence or even early Jackie Chan, right? The killer, all those ones, they're going to fly off shelves. They're going to make money. Everyone knows that. But it's the continued stream of all, like, Criterion releasing Godzilla versus Biollante. I've never heard of Biollante until the check disc bloody dropped through my letterbox. And yet we still keep getting them. So the
You know, there's
market
someone
must be
out
really
there.
buoyant.
There's someone out there with all the criterions with the numbers on the spine going up without a single gap. There's someone out there, really. He looks like he's got the Criterion
They might be on
collection
this
covered.
podcast.
Yeah, they might be listening
Oh dear. But
now.
no, I mean it's so good though, because these films, they are so different. These Asian, it's whatever genre you want to look at, the Asian influence, they make the films different from Western counterparts. And even when they try and be more Western, they just can't. And it's just so, I know we joke has every month, oh, it's another 17 film Hong Kong box set for you to review for your top 10. It's just so great to see them all. And long may they keep coming, because we'll keep buying them. And Kaz will just keep, eventually, Kaz, they'll just stop releasing discs. They'll just release empty boxes and you'll still buy them.
I'll still buy them, yeah. As long as they've got art cards, though, man. I ain't buying them without the art cards.
We need to be sending all our art cards to Tom. Just every once in a
I
while,
feel like,
have a whip round of art cards. Bring them
just
to
send them
him.
out like a postcard. Just write on it, write the address, stick a stamp on it, stick it in the po I mean, those art cards, I swear there's so many box sets in this house that I've never seen the art cards in them. I know they're there, which makes me happy and warm inside. I've never seen them. I've seen them, I think, maybe on the picture of when I bought the actual set, but yeah, never seen them.
Comedy.
Very
Comedy.
nice. Well, that is it for our East Asian flavored April 2026 AV Forums podcast. My thanks to Simon
No, thank you.
and Mark.
No, thank you.
Oh God, I get all the thanks then. Don't forget to do the usual social media, like subscribe and so on. Tell everyone about the AV Forums podcast. And spread the word. Plus, if you really like the podcast, and buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/avforums, or buy three coffees. Three is also good.
Three is a good number.
Three is the
Thank you
magic
for
number. It's the
listening.
magic number.
Is it a magic number? Yeah. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon.